to welcome a fellow open mic host, Cheryl Perrault, who hosts the HCAM open mic once a month in Hopkinton, and it's wonderful, spoken word and music. And Cheryl's also going to be part of a group on April 18th with Steve Rapson and Tom Smith, and Chris Payhood put all of that together. Chris will be part of it, and also Ken Batts. Did I leave anyone out? I don't think so. That'll be here on April 18th. Please welcome wonderful performance poet Cheryl Perrault.
Thank you, Ellen, and what a wonderful night here. For the venue, Ellen mentioned that I host after Kate Chadbourne is done with her festivities for St. Patrick's Day, a couple days later on March 19th at HCAM Studios in Hopkinton. Kate will be coming over for a theme of Celtic connections, and she's bringing a few friends over, Nancy Beaudet and Susan Lloyd McGarry and Dorian Brooks with her to celebrate St. Bridget and all the good things she brings to the world. And also joining as features will be Terence Hegarty and Mary Pratt. So, and that's at 10:30 in the morning. And if you're interested, I can tell you a little more after. So, one of my favorite poets, Alice Walker, has a new book out, Hard Times Require Furious Dancing. One of my favorite TV hosts, Ellen DeGeneres, always begins her show with some dancing. I believe my friend Kate Chadbourne was talking about her 100-year-old friend, and she herself likes to be dancing. And I have a few little dance bits that I've learned recently to show you. Well, Kate's is one that I learned. You know, it's the teapot dance that I've had the honor to do with her. And Linda Havel and I this year learned from the Indian story spinners. Indian story dancing. And I've just learned from my daughter that she's become popular with her friends at the dances. They call her over if there's an unwelcome young man who's suddenly starts dancing with one of her friends. And so she apparently has a dance that scares them off. It's the no thank you, I don't want to dance with you dance. And she showed me it's something like this. She comes over. She might be doing anything else before, they're fine. But when she does this, they really go away. So everybody's dancing, but do the poets dance? You hear the stereotype from the naysayers of poetry. Those mad, passionate poets of our world, they go to the podium and tear open the sleeves of their shirts, bare their arms to reveal the pounding heart within, threatening to release right there on stage, beating, bleeding, bleeding, needing to be exposed. For the world at large to finally know what is dying to be released. They stand on the stage and hang their head on the cross. People sneer, snicker, jeer, whisper, while others nod their head, click their fingers, say amen, or clap their hands. It's the toss of a dice to know how the words will hit. To some, the poet's words slap and smart. To others, jingle, tingle, and to some, titillate, and even some, self-immolate. The poet feels pretty much alone at the end, just like when the reading would begin. It was somewhere in the middle there, where the feeling of a thousand beings would stand beside, hold hands in unbroken circle, some energy of unseen souls that would read along with the words, and they would say, I'm with you. There are so many others who feel this too, and keep reading and writing and sharing these words no matter what befalls. It's a beautiful curse to feel the chain of such souls join you, telling you to keep on, keep on. To have to get up at the crack of dawn or sit by the dim table light past midnight or stop the car, grab a pen to write them down. To hear their words speaking to your insides about injustice or love or death or the meaning of life. Or the beautiful blue and white cloud-strewn sky. It's a rather somber undertaking. People wonder why you don't just ignore the words, go out and laugh some, have a good time, a drink or two, lose yourself, forget authenticity and truth. Because poets are just plain transporters of what should be left alone, avoided, unsaid. Just look beyond to what is good. Just have a good time while you are alive. And keep your words a secret. That, yes, we do share what is somber and sometimes hellaciously dark and sometimes celestially light. Each word sacred from the well deep inside we all have that the souls come and visit and wish we'd all hear. But after we write down these words, right after we share them all out, what the anti-poetry missionaries don't know, we do let down our hair. We do put on our good shoes. We do find the most periwinkle bluesy of rhythm and blues, the deepest ethereal forest green of emerald jazz, the hardest red of rollicking, foot-stomping rock, the softest of gentle, lovely garden of lilac-y words of acoustic folk guitar, and the deepest, dirtiest, holiest rolling of fire-flaming orange funk. And we let down our hair, and we get down on the floor, and we scream and we sing out loud in the secret corners of our lives, permitting ourselves to celebrate and revel with all those deeper beings, our partners in dance. And we get down hard and fast, frantic, frenzied, and furious, and we expose all the rest of us that there is to give. Every last bit of neuron and axon and dendrite and blood and sweat and tears that remain inside. And yes, my dear, we do allow ourselves to get on the floor, clap our hands, stomp our feet, and dance. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.